maybe I can do this. I'm not sure. It's not like being in the Balkh province of Afghanistan with AJ here. So we've had some issues to deal with. But for the last couple years, I've tried to not put myself in certain situations in conflict zones. So I've kind of started developing international projects in other countries. So right now I'm involved in a project in Morocco. We're evaluating land races. I put some of my colleagues there. I'm working with the Institute, the National Institute of Research and Agronomy, INRA. For those of you familiar with France, INRA is France. We have the Moroccan INRA as well, and I've been located in Agadir, Morocco for the last couple weeks. I just got back last week. So this project is really part of my work as a Fulbright Senior Research Scholar for Morocco, working through the Fulbright office in Rabat, which we call MACICI, which is the Moroccan American Commission for Education and Cultural Exchange. And they've changed some of these programs that we can do in the Fulbright program. As a applied vegetable researcher, I can now go for 2 month stints at a time. They call it a serial award. Instead of having to go for 6 months or a year at one time, I can kind of go for 2 months this year, go back 2 months next year, and 2 months the following year, and get in my 6 month period. And I met with the director of INRA, Dr. Badrawi, several years ago to kind of develop this project. He wanted to do something for some of the smaller growers. He felt that the smaller subsistence growers in Morocco weren't getting the benefit from INRA Morocco that the larger growers were getting. If you've ever been in Morocco, where I have been, in Agadir, you know there's lots and lots of tomato production and greenhouses, and there's a lot of agricultural production going on, but most of the growers in Morocco are small. Just like in any developing country, those growers are going to usually have less than 3 to 4 hectares that they're going to manage and try to have their income based on that small amount of acreage. So we wanted to develop some seed that these growers could have, because seed costs in Morocco are outrageous, just like in Europe and America. They're paying the same prices, but they can't really afford to do that. So we wanted to try to look at some of the land races that were there and look at them for their overall uniformity in yield production, as well as for high quality characters, because consumers in villages of Morocco want a high quality product like you would go to a supermarket here in any developed country to get as well. So having traveled and lived in Morocco, I've noticed that, you know, like in most developed countries, vegetables play a very, very important role in the daily diet. And even more so than here in America. They really depend upon those vegetables to supply their nutritional needs. A lot of non-sustainable production methods are used. There is a lack of a viable seed industry in most underdeveloped countries, which creates lots of problems in those countries, and really a lack of overall vegetable management expertise for small growers who have questions about their production. So we have a long way to go. Now, hybrid vegetable seed is available, but it basically costs the same as it does in Europe and America. This summer I lived in Morocco for 2 months, did a lot of traveling, went into a lot of seed stores. You'd go in and you look at these hybrid vegetable seeds, same cost as you would have here in the United States and in Europe. They can't afford these seeds. Even though they have high yields, high quality, they cannot afford those seeds. So they tend to go mostly on the older open pollinated varieties. And AJ, you know, in Afghanistan when we were there, that all the older open pollinated varieties or land races in certain cases, but most growers have traditionally saved seed. But this is really a dying practice throughout the world. Most of the ones that are saving seed are the older generation, usually 60 years or older. Most of the younger generation, they just want to go purchase the seed, not have to deal with seed saving, because saving the seed requires a lot of effort. You have to go into the field, make your selections, take the seed out of it, dry the seed, put the seed somewhere where mice and other rodents aren't going to get the seed, you know. So it's a lot of hassle for a lot of the younger growers who just would rather go in 3 minutes. Okay, so land races are really highly heterogeneous mixtures of similar crop genotypes. I'm not really going to go into this, but we want things that are highly heterogeneous but are also homogeneous that we can sell in the marketplace. This is a yellow carrot that we identified in 2014 in Targentushka. Yellow is often used in this area for couscous. Most areas they use the orange carrot. This is an onion production area in the Sousse region of Morocco where we're going. And these are the ones that are really used by subsistence farmers and a key part of their cropping systems. But I want to kind of go into a little more detail about what we actually did here in the next 2 minutes. I have seven. Okay. Now I don't have to worry as much here trying to get through everything. You're pushing me. Okay, so the genetic diversity in land races are a very important part of world security, and a lot of cereals throughout the world are land races for that. So in Morocco, if you look there on, let's see, this is the Agadir region, and most of the area that we visited was right in this area here in the mountainous areas. And if you look on this next map, you can see that this is referred to as the Sousse region of Morocco. In the anti-atlas area, you can see the atlas kind of runs to the north, the anti-atlas to the south there. And this region is situated in the southwestern portion of Morocco, extends to the Atlantic, home to more than 3 million people. The capital city of this region is Agadir. It would be much larger today than what it is, 3.1 million people, but they had a terrible earthquake in 1960 that destroyed the city. So for a developing country, there is a lot of construction that's going on in that area. But there's a lot of remote villages in the Sousse region as well. So you can see this is one subsistence grower that we visited. This is up in the mountains, I think it's Tizian Test. This is Targentushka. You can see the plants there in the foreground. Those are argon trees. See them with the fruit on there? Argon is another major crop that they're trying to do work on in Morocco. So in April of 2014, I did an assessment of vegetable crops maintained as land races in this region of Morocco that I kind of pointed out there on the map. We visited first Tizian Test, Eight Baha, and Massa, Targentushka, and Talyuin. All these are kind of up in the mountainous areas. And this just kind of goes over and talks about some of the ones that we kind of collected. They have a lot of different types of vegetables that they collect. So we collected different populations from at Tizian Test. White and purple turnip, carrot, squash, eggplant, tomato, pepper, two pumpkin populations, onion, pea, gourd, Gallia melon, Ananas melon, and you can see a small onion area that is a typical spot. He has different areas. You see the olive trees there with the cover crop underneath it. This is the grower, proud of his turnip crop. Turnips are a major crop in Morocco. primarily used also for couscous on Fridays. So these are a lot of the seed that we collected, sat down and had a talk, and ate baja, and masa was another area that we traveled to, and we spent a lot of time traveling down to this area. It's a little bit further away from our base in Agadir. We collected different populations of pumpkin, turnip, onion, melon, and masa. We collected land races of watermelon and onion. And we also spent time and ate oleade and collected seed of melon, watermelon, and pumpkin. So this is onion and watermelon. Early in the growing season, we came back and collected seed later. Some of the landrace seed. You can see how growers have their seed. This is basically a melon, watermelon, the seed that we actually collected. Targentushka is another area that we visited, collected white turnip and yellow carrot. And in this area, however, it was important that we talked to the farmer and learned that, you know, tomatoes are a very valued vegetable in Morocco. And we learned that a lot of the smaller growers will go to the market, they'll buy tomatoes, take the seed out of the tomatoes, take them back to their farms, and those are the seed that they will use. They're hybrid tomatoes, so they're segregating. You don't get the best quality all the time, but it's much cheaper than having to go buy hybrid seed to get a quality material for the marketplace, because consumers want a much higher quality tomato than what you can grow in a landrace population. This is the grower we visited in Targentushka with the turnip and the carrots that he was letting go to seed and saving the seed. Again, the turnips there. We also collected a few local seeds in Taliouin, including yellow carrot and onion. We stopped to have lunch in this area, and Ouarzazate is close by Agadir, just to kind of give you an idea. So, summary of the materials that we collected just kind of gives you an overall. You can look at those. I'm not going to go over those, but we had a total of 29 different land races that we collected. This year, we started doing our evaluations of melon and watermelon land races in Morocco. We took the data about 2 to 3 weeks ago, and next year, we're going to do a little more evaluations on some of these other crops like onions and turnip and pumpkin, and kind of continue on with the melon and watermelon evaluations. We've identified some that are suitable. This is just the total crop populations that we collected for total land races. And I want to make sure that you understand that land races still play a very important role in the production of vegetable crops, especially in remote areas in the Sousse region of Morocco. A lot of them are widely maintained as land races: onion, turnip, yellow carrot, melon, watermelon, pumpkin. High amounts of land races still used all throughout that region. Although some important crops like tomato are not really maintained as land races like we thought. And we kind of talked about consumers require such a high quality product that you have to have a tomato that doesn't have a green shoulder, doesn't have a core, doesn't crack. And most of the land race tomatoes, that's what you're going to get. And it's important, since the genetic diversity of these are probably going to be gone in these local populations of tomatoes. Some are very stable, like yellow carrot and turnip. So where are we going from here? We're going to try to determine the genetic diversity in these, identify those that have a high-quality product along with the high genetic diversity, so that we can somewhat maintain this gene pool. And we want to allow these populations to develop over time. And seed are deposited at INRA Morocco. And we want to eventually provide these, after testing and evaluation, to low-income subsistence growers in the Sousse region, as well as throughout Morocco. I have to thank my colleagues at INRA Morocco, as well as the U.S. State Department, Fulbright Research Scholar Program for funding this. So I guess I'm out of time as well, right?
All right.